Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney, and you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Don't touch that dial and keep it locked.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, April 25th, the Contemporary Ensemble Student Spring Concert is at 8 p.m. in the Fine Arts Building in room M201. On Friday, April 26th, the Black Engaged and Enlightened Feminist Club is hosting 2000s Karaoke. This event is at 6 p.m. in the Freedom Room. On Saturday, April 27th, there is an Earth Day Festival from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Deed Street in town. Lots of local vendors to shop from. Also on Saturday is O-Fest. Make sure to check out the carnival on campus starting at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 28th, WONY is hosting our formal at Foothills Performing Arts Center from 6 to 9 p.m. Thank you to Foothills and all their staff. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
All right, so you're listening to Radio Gaga, WONY 90.9 FM, The Whale. So that was Still Remains by Stone Temple Pilots from the album Purple. Pretty cool song, pretty chill. So next song that we're coming up is Everything's Coming Our Way by Santana. But before I do that, as Sophia just mentioned, she does the news here at WONY. I don't know if she mentioned about Waka Flocka performing tomorrow, but yeah, so the college here hosts like a big concert each semester, and tomorrow Waka Flocka will be performing here at Oneonta along with Brutality, which is a Christian metal band, and I'm just saying it's so random to have a metal band and Waka Flocka. I don't know, it doesn't match up that well. I mean, it's cool, but it's cool on paper, but in real life it's what? No disrespect to Brutality or to Waka Flocka, but I don't know. I mean, I'm being honest, but I guess the bill isn't that interesting to me. It's just interesting for the latest. But anyways, here's the next song that's coming up. It's Everything's Coming Our Way by Santana. Enjoy.
Let it begin with me. Brand new day, fresh new weather.
find you with the working girls in the county jail. I was smoking with the boys upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa, no, William and Mary won't do now. But I did not think a girl could be so cruel. And I never go
great. And that was This Is a Call from Foo Fighters from her debut album. I believe I played, I'm trying to think of what song from his album I played before. I believe I played, yeah, I'll Stick Around, I played from it. But This Is a Call is also a great song as well, definitely. I try to be more into Foo Fighters, just like of how I tried to get into White Stripes and Kings of Leon, and it just never made any impact to me. Oh, Lord. All right, so, I don't know. I was thinking about this as the song was ending, but I wanted to discuss about the summer because I've been thinking, I'm like, I actually have stuff to do other than work for the summer. So, yeah, so actually, towards the end of May, I'm actually going to a Mets game with my roommates, which is going to be fun. Just as, like, you know, I guess as end of a semester celebration. And then I'm heading to Massachusetts with my mom. Shout out to Joanne, if you're listening. Joanne, okay? and I'm going with my mom, a.k.a. Joanne, to Boston. I'm sorry, not to Boston, but to Massachusetts, like, at the end of June. With, like, it's like a family gathering, but, like, on her side of the family. And shout out to that side of my family. You guys are great. I miss you. I miss you all. Yeah. So, again, I have work as well I'm going to be doing. But, you know, it sounds pretty eventful, you know. I'm planning everything out before it actually happens, you know. And I really love that. So, yeah, I just feel like I'm going to have a very eventful summer, and I'm excited. I'm very excited. And this semester, honestly, like, it's been really chill because I got two projects done for two of my classes. I have a project due on Wednesday, and I'm actually still working on it with my group members. I don't want to say. And, yeah, we're getting that done as well. And, yeah, it's also about projects because I presented yesterday for one of my classes. I got my portfolio done for one of my classes actually today, but I just got to edit it before I submit it on the 9th. And yeah, I mean, everything's just coming to a close, and this semester's just been interesting. Just with all the stuff I've been through, just socially, honestly, like, not academically. Academically, I'm doing great, but socially, it's just been weird, and I'm just glad I'm back on track and I'm no longer associated with weird people. So, no offense, but I'm just glad everything's back on track in my life. Anyways, just to cut that social stuff out, I'm going to play the next song, which is Woodstock by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Enjoy!
was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. About my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad.
Right, and that was Escape, a.k.a. the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. That was from the album Partners in Crime, and I know that was a surprise because I never played this song on my show because I always thought it was overrated, but no, it's such a vibe. I remember my dad telling me, so shout out to Steve. I remember Steve telling me that that this song was based off of, or I might have heard this on the radio, but Steve told me that... that this was basically about a guy who basically, I guess, found some ad in the paper that his wife also found as well. And I guess they meet at this bar. And then I guess they reconcile over over petty couple stuff that they were going through. I just thought that was cool. And again, I love his song. Regardless of what you think of his song, it's so good. Okay. I used to criticize songs just for how overrated they are, but nowadays I'm like, if it sounds good, I like it. If it doesn't, I don't. So, yeah. So, anyways, the next song that we got coming up is Someone's Missing by MGMT from the album Congratulations. Enjoy.
Someone's telling the truth to me. I'm cut and I'm ripping like a rubber tree. But I don't care who's left behind. Lost revelations that I'll never find. In the long haul, pipes are whispering. Blues prepare for empty christening. Somewhere there's an honest soul. Too near a tooth with me on your strong. And what's extinct might come alive. A purple smoke in some internal shrine. With a long sigh, let the hissing in. Stones deformed by gentle kissing.
And that was Someone's Missing by MGMT from the album Congratulations. So a fun fact about the next song that's going to be coming up. This song was actually, I think, ranked number one or got an award by the British Broadcasting Company Radio, the BBC, for having like the best like opener line for like a song. But if you don't know what song I'm talking about, it's Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. And let me tell you, this, like, the first lyric of this song is so funny. It's so good. And I love this song so much. And, funny enough, Grateful Dead actually did cover this song a lot in live performances. I feel like a lot of musicians did, actually. I believe Jackson Browne started, I found this out yesterday that, like, Jackson Browne actually started performing this song before Warren Zevon even recorded it, I think. I'm not too sure about that, but that's what I read. But, yeah. Anyways, without further ado, here is Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. Enjoy.
Through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Ah-hoo.
kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Hairy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
All right, that was Come On Eileen by Dixie's Midnight Runners, and that, I believe, was her only popular song. I don't know. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Like disrespect, I'm sorry, but there's got to be disrespect on What Hit Wonders. And I'm just saying that with full honesty because I believe Come On Eileen is a one-hit wonder. Because that's the only popular song from this group. And, again, you know, if you're talking about one-hit wonders, you know, I mean, there are bands who almost had one-hit wonders, but they actually did really better with their other songs, like groups like Yes, for example. They had Owner of a Lonely Heart, then Roundabout became a meme. And I feel like they excelled in there, but of course, who's really going to listen to progressive rock? No one. I'm so sorry to any progressive rock enjoyers, but just listen to something else, please. Just listen to something else. You're wasting a lot of time with that. Anywho, the last song that I got for today is Bell Bottom Blues by Derek of the Dominoes. This was a notorious group formed with Eric Clapton, Dwayne Allman. And I keep forgetting the other members, but I know Dwayne Allman and Eric Clapton were in this group, and that is just enough for me to, like, be amazed by Derek and the Dominoes. So anyways, I'm going to leave it there with Bell Bottom Blues, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. Stay safe, and I'll see everyone next week for episode 12, and we're going to end off this season with episode 13 coming up next, and, wow, I can't believe my second to last season is coming up after, like, the two episodes I host. Wow. That is just wild to think about. Yeah. But anyways, without further ado, I'm going to end today's show up with Bell Bottoms Blues. So, yeah, have a great weekend, stay safe, and keep it locked.
but how are they to know I'm looking high and low for love that used to be my own? Never even glance when I'm offered new romance. I can't because is it vanity to hide? To hide? To hide? To hide?
jump.